hello and welcome back to the Naked Marriage Podcast. We are Dave and Ashley Willis, and on this podcast, we address the truth about sex, intimacy, and lifelong love, and we have a special treat for you today. We have a bonus episode with our amazing friends, Rashawn and Denise Copeland.
Yeah, Rashawn and Denise are dear friends and one of the most inspiring young couples on the planet. Like, I love these two. They're going to share a lot of different things. They're going to share about life and ministry in the busy season of raising young children. They've got two young kids and are pregnant with the third. They're going to talk about Rashawn's new book, which is a powerful book called Start Where You Are. And you're going to love their story. You're going to, by the end of this episode, you're going to love them as much as we do. So let's dive into today's conversation. Well, hey, Naked Marriage Podcast listeners, I am so excited about today's guest. As I said in the intro, you heard all about them, but just to like build on that for a second, we love Rashawn and Denise Copeland. They are some of the most amazing, authentic, world-changing young leaders on the planet, and they're joining us today, and we just are so excited.
We are. Welcome, you all.
Dave, hey, and Ashley.
I'm so excited. Yeah, so honored to be on this podcast. And we really look up to you guys.
Yeah.
So one day we want our marriage to look like yours.
Yeah, for sure.
You two inspire me. You're just two of the most encouraging people that we know. I talked a lot about you in the intro, but just give us a snapshot of what your life looks like right now, because you're keeping your marriage strong in the midst of writing books and doing ministry and raising two beautiful children who could be like child models. And
your whole family.
Yeah, you guys just do so much. And so just unpack what life looks like right now, because you guys are doing an awful lot.
Yeah, it's totally busy. I can say that for sure. So I think that's what I would say, especially with my book coming out soon and Denise writing. But more important than that, trying to disciple these children. You know, God has truly entrusted us with these phenomenal children that we either have the power to bless them or even curse them. And I take that, with a grain of salt. Like, so I'm enjoying it, though. It's exciting, exciting times, you know, Dave and Ash.
Yeah, I would say it is super busy. And we do have another baby on the way. So,
congratulations. Yes.
Thank you. So, so right now I'm on my second trimester, just now entering. So, in the beginning, having to go through the morning sickness all over again, Rashawn working on a book, me trying to keep up with making sure there's food at the table, laundry, taking care of myself, me working on the book, and it's super busy, and I don't know how I even do it half of the time, but just the grace of God. And at one point we did need help from a nanny, so we got a lot of help from that. So that was a blessing to have her for a season. We don't have her anymore. But yeah.
She was amazing. That was a clutch. Like, if you don't have a nanny out there, guys, go grab one. Game changers.
Send her to our house too while you're at it.
I know. Right.
We could use the backup.
Yeah.
No, you guys are so wise to do that. You know, it just kind of camping out on this thing. I remember years ago when we had, you know, our three older boys, and then I think that Chatham was a baby, our fourth. And I was actually talking to Shanti Feldhahn. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Shanti Feldhahn, but she's an author friend of ours, and she's been in ministry for many years. And she's, you know, about 10 years ahead of us in raising kids and things like that. And we had her over at our house for something. I can't even remember what we were doing, but I don't know. I guess she could sense that I was a little stressed out, and she just sat down with me and she was like, "Ashley, what's going on? Just tell me how family life is. Tell me how life is. I know you guys, you know, you have all these kids and Chatham's a baby and you're, you know, trying to do ministry and things like that." And I was like, "Well," I said, "you know, we're really having a hard time, you know, figuring out the whole, like, if we need a nanny and we really would love to have like a consistent, you know, person that we can lean on that we know is, you know, not only just good at taking care of our kids, but would truly love our kids." And she took that moment, she prayed with me and she said, "Listen, I don't think this is by accident. Like, I'm going to join you, and you and Dave need to every day pray that God will bring you this person, this nanny that you will need in a season." Like you said, sometimes it's for a season, sometimes it's for longer. And sure enough, he brought that person to our minds. We talked to her. She has been a gift for how many years? I mean, yeah. for Chatham's whole life, you know, off and on when we travel for work. Really, she's
for
amazing.
Us, it's mostly just with the travel, but having somebody that we can lean on that's like part of the family has been a gift.
And she came several times a week when I was, you know, working too. And so she would come. So I think it's no accident that you mentioned that, but it's so true. I think so many times we make excuses and we're like, oh no, we don't need that. But what happens is we end up being squeezed and stretched to the point where we're being nasty to each other and we feel like we can't do anything. And then even those, you know, our kids are like, man, what's going on with mom or what's going on with dad? When really sometimes we just need to reach out and ask for help. And maybe it's not a nanny for those listeners. You know, maybe it's something else, some other thing that would help you all in your daily life. And I think, you know, we need to just stop making excuses and do our best to get the help that we need. And so thank you all for mentioning that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't have any family like locally. So doing that was such a blessing. And Rashawn's back. He had problems with his back for a long time too. Like for a few, I mean, it was just
about 3 months.
It was just a season of humility, like the Lord really humbling us to like, you know, that it's okay to reach out for help if you need it. And a learning lesson for us, like while I was going through, it was both health issues, you know, his back, my morning sickness, the kids, and it's just, having a nanny was just a blessing. So we learned a lot in that season.
Good. That's awesome.
Man, that's so good.
Yeah.
Hey, to kind of like rewind a little bit, I want to jump back to like what you guys got going on now and talk about the book and how you guys support each other during busy seasons and all that. But I want to rewind a little bit because I've never heard the story of how you two got together in the first place. Like, I want to hear the love story. So I know a lot of like, Rashawn, your testimony, which is just powerful. Like, you know, you shared a lot about you were, you know, far from God in some of your younger years. And then you shared about your very brave military service, which we're all thankful for. And then how God has really transformed your life and made you just this one of my favorite human beings on earth. And Denise, I don't know much about your background and I don't know anything about how you two got together because where did this epic love story start? That's what I want to know. So give us kind of the nutshell version of that. I'm sure you'll probably be able to sell the TV rights or movie rights to it someday and figure hilarious. Out who's going to play you two on the big screen. But just give us a little bit of that and then we'll jump back to modern day.
Love it, Dave. Man, thanks so much for allowing us to have the ground to share because we love sharing our story. But I'll start it off and I'll have wife take it over at some point. But it was right after I came to Christ, probably a year after that, I was back in Oklahoma City from LA and I was just in love with the Lord, just trying to know him more, grow in him more, discover my purpose and make a difference. And along the way, you know, I started doing these Snapchat sermons where I would go in there and just preach what I was learning and sharing my experiences. And there was one sermon, quote unquote, that I was doing when I was on military training in Minneapolis, where this pretty Puerto Rican cutie, come on now, came up on my messenger and we just started talking a little bit. And I think she wanted to know a little bit about what I was sharing that day. And we end up, one thing led to another. And then we said, hey, I want your testimony. She said, I want yours. And then we started talking on the phone. And then, babe, you take it from here.
Okay, so y'all ready for this part? So, Rashawn, y'all not going to believe this. But I was at work and my phone started ringing. And it was Rashawn calling me. So I pick it up. And it's the first time ever that we're on the phone. And, you know, he asks me, hey, how are you? I'm like, oh, this and that. And then next thing you know, he's asking me, so, do you like Chocolate Brothers?
It was totally bad. People crack up every time they hear it. But
I cannot believe what this man just asked me over the phone. And, you know, I had just came to Christ and I just got out of a relationship and I was me and Jesus. And I didn't want anything to come in between that.
Yeah.
And when I heard that, I was like, here comes another guy trying to get in between my relationship with Jesus. And it was just such a turnoff for a little bit.
I was around military guys. I was the babe in Christ. Come on now.
Like, I never thought about that. A chocolate brother. Like, I never got anything like that.
Joke.
But yeah, so we like stopped talking for 6 months and nothing, no hard feelings or anything. It was just, we didn't feel that connection right there. And I just kept growing in my walk with Jesus and he did as well. And we connected on Facebook. he posted a status, and Denise went over there and commented, and he commented back, and we just felt that connection, and we started talking again. And he went to Florida to visit my family, meet them, and I went to Oklahoma, meet his family, and then he flew back to Florida, and next thing you know, I packed myself in my car, and we just drove all the way to Oklahoma. That was a long drive.
Yeah.
And then we lived together for a little bit, and then we got engaged.
We're totally not endorsing or condoning, marriage before, or, living together before marriage, but... Thankfully, we have brothers and sisters who would speak the truth and love to us. And they helped lead us out of that. But
we were engaged for 1 week and then we got married. And we just been learning about each other throughout the marriage. We've been married for 4 years and it's been a journey. So we have babies after the year.
Yeah.
I love it how God brought you to each other right in the midst of you seeking Jesus, like both of you seeking Jesus and pretty early in that, journey. And then, so a lot of your marriage has been even both of you collectively and individually, getting to know the Lord more. So how has that been? Like, what's that been like?
It's been, there's been times where it's frustrating, but then there's times where, we're in this together. I'm learning, you're learning.
Yeah.
We didn't grow up in a Christian home. We didn't see this play out before our eyes while we were growing up. So it's really just giving ourselves grace and just learning really as the Holy Spirit lead us on, this is my first time, raising a family or being a godly wife or being a godly mother, having Christ in our home, raising our children, in the ways of the Lord.
Yeah.
And it just really just giving ourselves grace because we can both be hard on ourselves. And that we have counselors, like mentors that help us, lead the way on how to raise our family and deal with one another, in our marriage.
It's been a game changer. Matter of fact, our best friends here in Oklahoma City are our marriage counselor, but also he's just that example, and she's that example for. So they've modeled what it looks like to have a thriving marriage that's built on a rock, like you guys from y'all like our digital disciples.
So going back to the word too, help us a lot whenever we don't know what is it that we're feeling now or what to do. We go to the word and we find different pastors like you guys that, speak on godly marriage and Christ-centered families and help us get back to the word. Because it's always, you have to go back to the word. You know, that's a foundation. That's the right way to do life. And you can never go wrong with the word of God. So, yes.
It's so true.
And you guys are just so authentic. I feel like that's why so many people are drawn to you. I mean, I was just instantly drawn to you when we met several years ago, and just your hunger to grow more in your faith and your hunger and your authenticity to just chase after Jesus and connect with other people on that journey and encourage other people and to be just really honest about what you're learning and how you're growing, but also honest about mistakes too. And that resonates with people. And I think that's part of why God's blessed you guys with such a huge platform. I mean, if you guys look up Rashawn and Denise on social media, and their feeds are just full of such wisdom and encouragement. And it makes a difference to me, like when I see what you post and what you guys share, and it encourages me. And I know you guys, say you're young in your faith and you're learning from others. But I mean, I know that I've got some gray hair, but I've learned a lot from the two of you, and really just
you still look good, bro.
Oh, stop.
He is, right?
Well, Ashley had me using some Just for Men for a while. So it's $8 on Amazon. I dyed my hair, but it's all the gray's coming back, which I kind of like. I kind of like a little bit of
salt and pepper.
That's right. Salt and pepper. She can't get enough of the salt and pepper.
I'm super excited about some Mother's Day gifts and future birthday gifts that I have coming up. And it's made possible through our friends at Aura, A-U-R-A. An Aura frame is essentially a digital picture frame that you can upload and customize really at any point. You can have your pictures streaming in real time. You can change what pictures it shows. You can make it exactly what you want it to be. It's so customizable. It's so cool. You can even add pictures to a loved one's frame in some other state or other part of the world by uploading a new picture you think they'll love that'll pop up on their frame. And it's a great way to keep families connected. I think this is one of the most thoughtful gifts that you can give. So I want you to go to AuraFrames.com and use the promo code NAKED to get $30 off plus free shipping, which is an amazing deal. That's AuraFrames.com. Use the code NAKED, and I promise you, they're going to love their Aura frame. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it has saved its members on average $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions. And so how it works, it monitors everything you're spending. It gives you a quick snapshot of where the money's going when it feels like money's flying out the windows like it does at our house sometimes. It helps you identify where it's going, and specifically those ongoing subscriptions. Maybe you signed up for a free trial, forgot to cancel it. Next thing you know, you're being charged $10 a month for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And it cancels that stuff for you.
And we want to save you money too, because you guys, life is expensive. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/naked. That's rocketmoney.com/NAKED. rocketmoney.com/naked.
But I just wanted to affirm you two and what you're doing. Seeing you grow in your faith, seeing you inspire others to grow in their faith, and just seeing how God is blessing your family and your ministry as you create a completely new family legacy from what either of you experienced yourselves. You know, I'm sure you guys love your families, but you said you didn't grow up in Christ-centered homes. And so you've got to forge that as a brand new direction and as a brand new legacy. And you're doing that. And I think generations to come, your children, your grandchildren, all the way down, are just going to have this blessing because of the decisions that you two have made. And it just encourages and inspires me. So I want to talk more about that. But first, I want to make sure that we talk specifically, Rashawn, about your book, because it's just come out, Start Where You Are. And I had the privilege of kind of reading an early copy. This message is so, so important. So just tell us a little bit about why you wrote it, how you got Manny Pacquiao to do a foreword, because I need to get in on that. And you know, and just what the message of this book is, because it's one that I truly believe could be life-changing for those who read it.
And Dave, thank you. I want to say thank you first and foremost. One, I don't know if you knew, but not this book, but The Seven Laws of Love was the very first book I picked up and actually bought at Barnes & Noble as a Christian.
Wow.
So I appreciate you for really helping me grow in wisdom, how to love well, and all that. So thank you so much, bro. Yeah. And outside that, I wanted to tell you, this book that I wrote, Start Where You Are, was really birthed out of a place of, I was so tired of even the old Rashawn and what I used to process through. There were times where I would feel like I had to be perfect to go to God. Like a lot of, like even as a parent, I feel this pressure to be perfect all the time and uphold, you know, this sort of perfect dad, perfect husband all the time. And I realized that it's not my weight to carry all the time. And I need to be led, you know, as God leads me in these things. So I really felt like this message, Start Where You Are, is for those people who feel far and broken and need help. And this is exactly, you're exactly who Christ came for. You don't have to have it all together. And you know, he didn't come for the perfect version of you, but are who you pretend to be, but who you actually are, which is someone who needs him, you know? So that's my hope for Start Where You Are.
And the way you unpack that with stories, with your testimony, with you know, inspiring scriptures, the way it's all put together is really masterful. And I think that for those who are watching, wherever you are right now in your marriage, in your faith, you might feel like things are broken, or I've messed up too bad, or, you know, there's not hope for me. Things are never going to be the way that I pictured or I wanted. God has a beautiful plan for your life, and you can start right where you are in your marriage, in your faith, in all parts of your life. And this book that Rashawn's written, I think it could really, really help you take those next steps in your walk with Christ, your next steps toward healing in your marriage, your next steps in personal growth. And I'm just so proud of both of you and everything you're doing. Denise, what are you working on? He said you're working on something.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just finished writing my book, Set Apart, Stop Comparing, Own Your Giftedness, and Rest in Jesus. So it's all about, you know, being set apart and worry. And it's based off the story of Martha and Mary, and just using your giftings and kind of not shaming Martha or Mary, but knowing that God blessed both of them with a unique gift. Martha had a gift of hospitality. Mary had a gift of just being still and just embracing. I think we can be so hard as women to just shame ourselves because we're using our gifting and we're using it from a place of like anxiety and not from a place of rest. So really just learning how to use our giftings from a place of rest, abiding in Christ and not out of anxiety or fear or comparison, which was driving Martha to serve the way that she was. She was anxious, which that's what Jesus is. But yes, it's all around that story, and I'm excited for it. And I really love how it turned out, and I think it's going to bless a lot of ladies. So.
Oh, I'm so excited. When is that supposed to come out?
It comes out 2021 fall, I believe. Yeah, so it's still some time. But
I can't wait to read it. I love that.
Yeah, we'll have to have you back on.
Yeah.
Back on for that. That sounds great. I'm just so excited about what God's doing in your lives.
Maybe Ashley can endorse it too.
Oh, yeah, seriously. Send it on. I would love to. Awesome. I would love to. Send it on.
It's gonna
seriously.
Be sweet. Yes. I'm really excited for the book. It's a different perspective. It's like a fresh perspective on these sisters. And I feel like I can be a little bit of Mary, a little bit of Martha at times. It's gonna be nice. Yes.
It sounds awesome. And you're so right. I think so many times it's like we're like, I'm either like Mary or I'm either like Martha. But for a lot of us, we go through seasons where we could be either one, you know, so, and maybe different parts of our life, we kind of go to that. So I can't wait to read it. Yes, that's awesome. That's
such an important message. Well, guys, before we wrap up with you, just to kind of like bring it back to marriage, since on every podcast, we try to leave listeners with some very, very just specific practical tips that they can apply to their own marriage. Yeah. And I want each of you to share one piece of marriage advice specifically for couples who are in a similar season of life to the two of you, like they have young children, the busyness of just trying to keep all those plates spinning between work and ministry and kids and financial pressure and just all of the many, many different things that so many, you know, couples face in those beautiful but sometimes chaotic early years of marriage as you're building a foundation for the rest of your lives together. And you guys are just you're doing it right, and there's so much that we could all learn for you. But I think specifically couples who are in that same season of life who just feel overwhelmed and feel like, oh my gosh, they're doing all this stuff and writing books too. I can't even feel like I can, you know, get through a day and take a shower. I don't know how and what would be just some encouragement and advice for couples who are just feeling overwhelmed and wanting to start where they are and take a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Love that. You want to start? You want me to start? Okay. Well, I would say one of the greatest things we've done is really set up an environment where it's okay to fail. We don't want to stay there all the time, but it's okay to fail and talk about it. So we're modeling to the kids that, hey, you don't have to be this perfect person all the time, and that they can see that even through our lives, like we make mistakes, but we want to always find a way to point them back to wholeness in Christ, like back to, you know, the thing that will sustain them and satisfy them and fulfill them. Amen.
I would say for me, don't be afraid to ask for help, to reach out. Because I know for me, you know, super moms, super parents, like you want to take control of everything. You got it all. You know, this is what you were created to do. And so we can sometimes let kind of pride get in the way of saying, I don't need help, I can do it. But when in reality, like, this is like an opportunity that God is extending for you to reach out for help, because you need other people in your life. It's not just, you know, just us two. It takes a lot to build a marriage and a family. And I think not being afraid of reaching for help is really good. If that's a close friend or family, or hey, maybe you need to test some waters like we did, and just find someone that we didn't know, but it was in the faith, you know, a beautiful woman of God. She was amazing. She was heaven sent. I really believe that she was amazing. And I'm just so grateful for her and just the rest that she brought to us, because we felt refreshed after she took care of the boy so that I could focus on catching up on everything else.
Our quickie life went up too. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, nothing wrong with a quickie. I mean, sometimes.
No, we talk about, there's power in the quickie.
Yeah. So maybe that's, for you listeners, that's like the one takeaway.
That's right. Sometimes, especially in busy seasons.
Seasons.
And having young children who are constantly at your door, I mean.
I can't use the potty with all my little 1 year old.
I know.
I'm at the door. I'm just trying to use the bathroom.
I just need a moment. No, it is. Like, I remember we had your first two. How far apart are they in age? Your first two kids? Well,
one and two. So
oh yes,
super close.
They're even closer. Our first two were 2 years apart, and I remember. I mean, it's almost. I mean, I know having twins is like next level, but I felt sometimes like we had twins, and I'm sure you guys, especially only being a year apart, it's like you have twins.
Yeah.
And it is very challenging. It's awesome, and like they're gonna be best friends for life, and this third child too. Yeah. It's just awesome to have them so close, but it is hard to invest in your marriage. Like, you know, besides quickies, the awesome quickies. Like, what else are you guys strategic about doing to invest in your marriage, especially with having such young children?
Yeah, that's good. So every night we try our best to have that one-on-one time, you know, where we're being intentional about connecting, like everything off to the side, and either it's in bed or it could be in the living room. But we could turn off all electronics and we try to talk through things, communicate. And I think that's been real huge, especially last night, because we're banging into each other yesterday, you know?
Yeah.
Because it was just a big day with a lot of tension. I still got my back pain.
And then the book, you know, the book came stuff. Out. So that's a whole other thing.
And wife's navigating the waters of taking care of the boys and the house. Man, it's just a lot. But towards the end of the night, we felt so much peace and God's presence in the moment where we just let everything go and talked.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. I went to sleep as a joyful, happy man. It was good.
That's so
huge.
Good. Yeah, the end of the day that way, carving out time, that's one of the healthiest things a couple can do. That's so important. Yeah.
It is.
Denise, what would you add?
I like what he said. That's true. But also, we get date nights. Like, we have somebody watch the boys at night, and we've had a few date nights that were really fun and really great, unforgettable.
Yeah.
And I think making time for, like, going out with your spouse without the boys. And when we went to Washington recently, we left the boys with my in-laws, and it was just a great time to just be us by ourselves for a couple of days and wake up and not worry about a diaper change or the it was just amazing, okay?
Like, yeah.
No, it really is. You almost forget, like, in the thick of parenthood, you know, like, it's awesome and it's a huge blessing, but you can forget what it was like to just be the two of you. And it's important to remember that, you know, because one day those kids are going to, you know, fly from the nest, hopefully, and it's just going to be, you know, the husband and the wife. And so you guys are so wise to be 4 years married with these two young children, and you're doing all those things that you're supposed to be doing. I just want to commend you on that, because I know it's not easy. It sometimes takes moving heaven and earth to find a time to go to Washington or to find a time to go on a date night, even just a simple date night. Like I remember going down, we've lived away from our family for most of our marriage, and definitely the whole time we've had children. And there's sometimes where we would go down like 7 babysitters deep just to have a date night, because we would feel, Rashawn, that tension you're talking about. We could just feel it building, and we're like, we need to have a time out here.
We need some time.
We need a moment.
A couple hours away. Yeah. So build that babysitting roster.
Yes.
Budget for
build
it.
Build the roster. That's right.
Now you, you two have shared such great wisdom today. You should pick up that microphone you're talking into and just drop it.
Drop.
Because you shared a bunch of mic drop moments, but it looks expensive, so don't actually drop
yes.
it. But just know you two have shared so many mic drop moments, and you guys are just so authentic, so encouraging, so refreshing. I want to encourage you guys who are watching right now. We're out of time. I know our listeners are ready to get out of here and go have a quickie after this conversation.
Yes. So please do.
So, but I want to encourage listeners, two quick things. Number one, check out Rashawn Copeland's new book, Start Where You Are. It's a powerful book. And be watching for Denise's book coming out next year. That's going to be powerful as well.
Yes.
And then look them up on social media. It's Rashawn and Denise Copeland. And look them up wherever you're on social media. Their daily feeds, what they're putting out there is so powerful, so encouraging. And it's, of course, social media is totally free. And it is, they are going to add some encouragement into your life. You need to connect with these two. And Rashawn and Denise, we love you guys.
Yes.
We are praying for you and cheering you on. God is doing amazing things in your family. And he's just, I'm just excited to see what he does next. I'm honored to call you friends.
That's right. Thank you all so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to share with us. You guys are awesome. God bless you both.
We love you guys and hope to see you on Dallas soon.
Yes.
We hope so, man. Anytime.
We would love it.
Awesome.
Come on down.